Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Norman Clark is a columnist from Las Vegas for the Las Vegas Review Journal. And I wanted to have him on here. I've been following him for years. He's someone who I've read many, many times, and he understands the zeitgeist of that town better than anyone. Norman, Damon Bruce, it's a pleasure to have you on the show today, sir. How are you?
My pleasure, Damon. Thank you. I'm doing great.
I only know Las Vegas as a tourist. You understand what it's like living there. Did you ever think that pro sports would be coming to your town? You've got the NHL now, and the NFL could be coming.
You know, I think we thought that we had a shot at the NHL. I think that the NBA disaster we had here with the All-Star game about 10 years ago, that would take, it might take 20 years to get an NBA franchise. And I think given the resistance from the NFL, not allowing anything Vegas connected with Super Bowl ads and that sort of thing, that was going to be out for quite a while. It happened very quickly. It was amazing. And we know that money talks, and nowhere does it talk louder than Las Vegas. And once the MGM built the arena and the NHL got here, then Mark Davis started showing interest in and it took off very quickly. Yeah, we were very surprised, and no one was more surprised to see that the $750 million amount that the bill that passed to bring the Raiders here.
That money got approved faster than I bust out at a blackjack table.
Yeah, that's right. Talk about a New York second.
No kidding. Norman Clark here on 95.7 The Game. So with the very real rumor that the Raiders may be moving to Las Vegas, is there a noticeable thirst for that to happen among the locals?
You know, I think there is. There's no question in my mind that Las Vegas has been really, with the decline of our only pro team, and that was UNLV. I think that there's been a great hunger here, and the timing is pretty amazing. The thought has been, ever since this started bubbling, percolating, is that while the city, the market lacks a market size, it could be made up by siphoning off some of the 40 million visitors who come here. And there's also this thought that they would draw Raider fans from L.A., from Oakland. We know that if they played teams, Denver and that sort of closer markets, Phoenix or Los Angeles now, that they would have a huge following. But the Raiders have a pretty hellacious fan base, and I think they're counting on that. But Las Vegas draws a lot of people, and I think they like the idea of marrying those two great brands, the Raiders and Las Vegas.
So let me know if I'm wrong, but don't locals, and any team has to appeal to locals before it appeals to the people coming to away games or tourists just passing through town. You know, what are we going to do today? Do you want to go to Hoover Dam? No, let's go to a Raider game. Don't locals avoid the strip like the plague? And if that's where the stadium sits, will people even want to go?
I still think that the power of the NFL is so strong that people, fathers, will want to bring their sons and daughters. I don't think there's any question that they would happen. I think the bigger question has been the question that's been over Las Vegas' head for a long time, and that is this is a three-shift city. And it's always been assumed that Las Vegas would never support professional sports because you have so many fathers who are working the overnight or sure. the you know a shift that would prevent them from taking their kids to an NBA game, to an NFL game. And we saw with the NHL ticket drive that they went to 14,000-15,000 very quickly. So we think that that sort of concern diminished very quickly.
Norman Clark, a media legend in Las Vegas, a columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal here on the Damon Bruce Show. Casinos are famous for trapping people inside of their properties. Will they want to be shuttling people off their property for 5 to 8 hours at a time to watch football? And I also know this. I've woken up a lot of mornings in Las Vegas, and I'm not exactly bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. I don't know how people are going to come from a Saturday night into a Sunday tailgate if they're out tipping a few back till 4 o'clock in the morning, which is pretty normal in Las Vegas. If the casinos don't support this, could that be a half-empty stadium with a few losing seasons? The only thing I know about Las Vegas for sure, Norman, is that whatever the coolest club or act this was this past weekend in Las Vegas, it will be deemed uncool and be out of town 3 to 4 years from now.
Well, that's the truth. Las Vegas, the what's hot here, that doesn't last very long here, but I think you're talking about the 800-pound gorilla when you're talking about the NFL.
Okay.
I think it's a whole different ball game. Parents aren't going to take their kids down to a nightclub, and you know they wouldn't have a problem taking them to a football game where they have to pay you know $200 for to, you know to feed everybody. But they you know it's just a different ball game, I think.
Well, Norman, I appreciate it very much. For those who have been reading you, it was nice to finally have you on the show. As someone who is famous for wearing an eye patch himself, do you identify with the Raiders mystique?
I certainly do, and my wife, the first thing she heard about when she saw the Raiders might be coming is she said, you might have a job offer.
Hey, Norman, thank you very much. Hey, if there is ever a way I could sit across the bar from you one night and get some Vegas stories next time I'm in town, I'd love to. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
You got it, man. Thanks a million, Damon. Appreciate it.
Norman Clark from Las Vegas here on 95.7 The Game.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.